Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Hamburger Podcast. I am Chad Smorgasbord, radio name Ethan Clairhow, Ethan Welsh. I'm here with Ethan Welsh and Zane Malwitz.
All right, today's podcast is brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. I used to need razors, and they were so expensive to buy every day. But now with Dollar Shave Club, for the small purchase of $3.99 a month, they'll send a razor to my house every single week. And it's great. It also has shave butter, a shave cream, and even manly wipes, just for your pleasure. Dollar Shave Club. Buy Dollar Shave Club. Get it right now. Dollar Shave Club.
Today's topic is air pollution, and in this segment, we'll be covering how to reduce air pollution, as well as does air pollution affect humans, and what products cause air pollution.
The claim for this is air pollution causes global warming, and then the evidence is as air pollution increases, as it is evident that the ozone layer depletes.
Our reasoning for this statement is that the air pollution produced by factories reacts to the environment and the natural chemical PM of 2.5. When this drops, the atmosphere is polluted, causing premature death and harmful effects on the unborn and living. This is found because the systems of pollution destroys the ozone layer, and this is bad because the ozone layer is what protects us from harmful solar radiation.
Some solutions to air pollution could be eco-friendly transportation, energy conservation, renewable fuels, and green building. If you do not know, green building means to build with energy proficient and environmental resources.
Using special resources and creating renewable fuel could be very expensive. Carpooling can also be inconvenient for people.